An emergency plan for earthquakes should take into account the needs of people in the family who have physical disabilities or health problems that limit their ability to protect themselves. Set up the home, apartment, or workplace so that family members with limited mobility can quickly get under a sturdy desk, table, or other safe place for protection. Install security lights in each room. These lights plug into any outlet and light up automatically if the power goes out. People with disabilities should keep a list of medications, allergies, special equipment, names, and numbers of doctors, pharmacists, and family members with them at all times. They should keep extra emergency supplies at the bedside and by wheelchairs, including a battery-operated radio, flashlight, and extra batteries and a whistle to signal for help. Have walkers or canes nearby at all times and place extra walking aids in different rooms of the house. It is a good idea to identify two trusted neighbors or friends who will check on the disabled person after an earthquake. Give these individuals spare keys to the house and tell them about any special needs. Show them how to operate any equipment that's being used. If you are in bed or out of a wheelchair when an earthquake takes place, stay where you are and cover your head and neck. If you're in a wheelchair, stay in it and go into a doorway that doesn't have a door or in a corner of the room. Cover your head and neck with your hands. After the shaking ends, turn on your portable radio for instructions and news reports. If you evacuate your home, leave a message in the house telling family members and others where you can be found. A message from the University of California Cooperative Extension and the California Office of Emergency Services.